USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is trying to develop a coronavirus vaccine. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Speaking at the White House, the president says he's looking to get a vaccine, hopefully, by the end of the year.
My administration cut through every piece of red tape to achieve the fastest ever by far launch of a vaccine trial for this new virus, this very vicious virus.
The president spending his weekend at Camp David. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The House has passed a $3 trillion HEROES Act to help deal with the economic fallout from the coronavirus.
A $3 trillion liberal wish list is not a serious proposal.
This isn't a wish list. If it's a wish list, it's for the working class people.
Senate Republicans and the White House say the bill is dead on arrival. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
A senior State Department official confirms President Trump has fired the State Department internal watchdog. Inspector General Steve Linick has been removed, and Ambassador Steve Accard, a career Foreign Service officer, will be replacing him. Linick did play a role during the impeachment of President Trump over Ukraine, requesting a meeting with congressional Democrats and handing over documents related to the State Department and to Ukraine. The administration is also reportedly considering resuming U.S. funding for the World Health Organization. Sources say the United States will likely reduce future funding to match the level of China's contribution. That's roughly about $40 million. That would be down significantly from the U.S.'s previous investment in the WHO, which was about $400 million annually. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto-pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Some NFL facilities are opening with restrictions. USA's John Hunt has details.
NFL facilities can begin reopening Tuesday in cities and states that will allow it, League Commissioner Roger Goodell said in a letter to team executives. He said, "This is the first phase of reopening. It's an important step in demonstrating our ability to operate safely and effectively even in the current environment." The reopening would generally prohibit coaches and players from being at the facilities, and on-site retail and ticket sales are not yet allowed, but workers must undergo infection control training, and team facilities can only operate at 50% capacity with a maximum of 75 people. The season was scheduled to begin September 10th, but that date is now unclear. Governors in Arizona and Florida have said major sports franchises could revive games in their states. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Laura Hogue, a lawyer for the two white men accused of killing a black man in Georgia, says there's a different story about what happened.
There are a number of videos that have been released. There are a number of photographs. There are a number of records. All of those will have to be assimilated and, importantly, timelined, so that every single second, our hope is, will put together the truth of what happened on the 23rd.
A short video was released, taken by a security camera in December, but it's not clear if that person is Ahmaud Arbery. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.